Hey.
Hey.
It is middle school happy hour.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hell yeah. I'm Emily.
And I'm Jamie.
And we have another great show for you this week.
So great. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Jamie has seen the playlist. So it is the second time we're doing this. The first time we loved it so much. We're gonna keep doing it as we had planned.
Keep on keeping on.
And this is the greatest hits of the year 2003. Which was another year that one of us, me specifically, Emily, was in middle school. Jamie was still too young in 2003.
Still baby.
This was smack dab. This was end of sixth grade, beginning of seventh grade for me. So this is we're talking prime middle school years. And also so much great music and also so much shit, so much terrible music.
Yeah.
All subjective, obviously. You all can agree or disagree with me at your will, but yeah, I'm really excited.
But listening back, even the terrible music is great.
I mean, it has that like that sweet spot. Let's dive right in. So we talked about it, and we're gonna start with the actual number one song of the year, which was Jamie
In Da Club.
Yeah, by 50 Cent.
By 50 Cent. Here it is.
Yeah, my dad loved this song. Oh. I think that's also gonna be a big theme for this. I was looking at the song. I was like, my dad loved this song. Anyway, yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Go. Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady, saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, they tell you I'm local. When the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy and they ready to go. Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill the buzz, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That bought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes to chicks, if she smash, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man, just let it burn. If they're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bub. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither. We in the club on time, so pop, pop on. Shady aftermath.
every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
Was beautiful.
Iconic.
By Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Mean Girls came out later the next year.
Yep. Summer. Immortalized.
Yeah.
Spring 2004.
Immortalized that song.
They really did. I can't really hear Christina Aguilera singing it without Damien also singing it.
Totally. I mean, at the time, though, that song was everywhere. Like the video.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like one of those. It was, like, one of the only songs. I mean, it was, like, an era-defining, like, emotional song.
Oh, yeah.
I would say.
And I would say infiltrated everything. Like, even now, listening to it, I was not a huge Christina Aguilera fan. And now, I haven't listened to it in 10 years, and I know every single word.
Yeah. And also, I mean, the video itself, too, was also really groundbreaking. Like, it, I think, I'm pretty sure it showed, like, queer...
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Like,
that's right.
It was, yeah, it was, like, it was huge for the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay, Christina, good
and
job.
And then Taylor Swift thought she was cool doing the same thing now. No.
I mean, groundbreaking is groundbreaking. Like, it's good that that's happening more often now, but
yes,
that was like, that was huge.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Christina Aguilera is just better than Taylor Swift.
Sure. I mean, I'm not, this is not a, we're not gonna, I don't want to have to pit two women against each other.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Anyway, let's do more.
Yeah.
That was so good. So we actually
I like 2003.
Yeah. Do you want to pick the next song?
Okay.
Cool.
Crazy in Love.
Hey.
By Beyonce.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Featuring Jay-Z.
That's right. I'm going to Google whether they were already a couple yet when they did this while it's playing. Here we go.
Never thought I'd be the one who'd slay. started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. Love, I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none and ripped them away. She was queen for about an hour. After that, shit got sour. She took all I ever had. No sign of guilt, no feeling of brand new. In a trap, trip I can't grab. Never thought I'd be the one who slipped. Then I started to realize I was living one big lie. She fucking hates me. Trust, she fucking hates me. La la.
She fucking hates me.
Yeah, that was She Hates Me. I don't think there's an
puddle
effort.
Puddle of mud.
For the second week in a row. Puddle of mud at their height in the early 2000s. They had Blurry last or second, you know.
You know, right? Time is irrelevant.
Yeah. Great stuff.
So good.
That was one of those songs that, like, I didn't hear it that much because, like, I don't even know where I would have heard it the first time.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, it's like a,
it gets
a good
in
one.
There.
It's a good one.
And you learned something.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so excited to share. Yes, I learned it and then Puddle of Mud chased it in my head. Okay. So, according to Google, Jay and Bey historians remain torn on the exact date they met. But Beyonce told Seventeen magazine that they were introduced when she was 18, so that would have been somewhere between September of 99 and August of 2000. But then Jay-Z later confirmed or something that they were dating in 2001, so yes, they were dating.
And their first year and a half of dating was like phone calls.
On the phone.
Which is how we're all dating now.
Yes. Not camera phones, though, back then.
True.
Yeah. Good
maybe
stuff.
Maybe Beyonce had a camera phone.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
Like Back to the Future 2 style.
If anyone could travel to the future, it's Beyonce.
All right. So we're going to move along with some pure middle school goodness.
Yeah.
We're talking height of the emo trend.
Yeah.
What are we talking, Jamie?
We are talking Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Yes. Buckle in, folks. It's happening. I think this might be the second time it's happening.
Gonna
but
it's be
happening.
An emo ride.
It's happening. Here we go. Oh.
sun. You were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No. So you took a chance and made other plans. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No.
You don't have to say what you did.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Say that some things are better left unsaid. But it wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I found
out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Some other guy,
not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me a rhythm. Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Is done, so I guess I believe in. The damage is done, so I guess I believe in. The damage is done, so I guess I believe in.
Don't have to say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I already know.
I found out from him.
There's just
no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me. Don't it make you sad about it?
All right. That was Cry Me a River from Justin Timberlake's debut solo album.
Yeah.
Big year for going for solo acts that used to be part of a group. Beyonce.
Oh,
was
right.
On the list multiple times. Too.
True.
I don't know if that was her first solo album, but big year for going solo. Did you like what we did with the Evanescence followed by Cry Me a River? Very sad emo
two
block.
Very emo songs for two very different emo babies.
And not even emo for one of them, I would just say. And it's a
Cry Me a River.
Is it a song that is not in the emo genre?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, Evanescence, man. That was like, that song was everywhere. I really liked that song. But not as much as I really liked the song I'm about to play next.
Yay!
And finally, guys, I finally found the excuse
to play the song
I have talked about on multiple episodes.
So many episodes.
A song that I burned onto a CD for myself. That is how much I liked it.
If you're a longtime follower, is it A, Headstrong, B, Headstrong, C?
It is. It is Headstrong by Trap. T-R-A-P-T. By the way, from Wikipedia, in 2018, an official poll by Ultimate Guitar saw the site's users rate Headstrong as having the fourth worst riff of all time.
Such a random fact.
I know. So good. Here it is.
I'm excited to finally hear this song.
It's finally happening.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm standing on the bridge, I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that damn cold night. I'm trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand? Take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Face. Is anybody here? I know. 'Cause nothing's going right and everything's a mess, and no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come?
I'm with you
by Avril
on Middle School Happy Hour.
That's right. You are listening to our episode that is dedicated to the hits of the year 2003, prime middle school year
for Emily
exclusively,
for her,
because we were not both in middle school yet.
No.
We're gonna take a second now for Jamie to share a little message for you guys.
Yeah. So we know that COVID-19 is disrupting everyone's lives right now, and Radio Free Brooklyn is no exception. People are recording in their homes. They're playing old episodes that are really awesome. So with most of our revenue streams evaporated right now, we also do need your help. We realize you might be hurting too, but if you can afford a small donation, it would go a super long way towards helping us stay on the air for independent radio. So there are three ways that you can help. One is you can give a one-time or monthly donation by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And there you can find some great t-shirts, mugs, other swag. We love swag. Get it for your dad for Father's Day. I know it's a month away, but maybe you're late for mom. You don't want to be late for dad too. You can also use your phone to text RFBGIVE5 to 44321. It only takes a moment, and you'll be able to use your digital wallet for your donation. The future. And finally, if you shop on Amazon, you can go to amazon.com/smile and register Radio Free Brooklyn as the nonprofit you wish to support. And when you do, a percentage of your sales will go to RFB and it costs you nothing. So that's pretty fun. No donation is too big or too small, guys. So whatever you can do. And at the same time, I just want to shout out our medical heroes out there saving lives. Some longtime listeners, Katie and Nikki.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And good everyone morning. Else that works with them, beside them.
Yeah.
Amongst them.
Yeah. And now for some more stuff to get your mind off of all that stuff.
All
right. So I've decided what song I'm going to play next, Jamie.
Ooh. Okay. I'm excited.
But it's going to be a surprise for the listener what version of the song I'm going to play.
I know what song's coming.
Because this next song is going to be Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys featuring the Yin Yang Twins. but we were debating earlier whether the version we had, we knew we had to play the song, but we couldn't figure out whether we were going to play the clean version, which was what was played at all the middle school dances.
Right.
And
mine too, to
yes,
be fair.
Yes. Because no matter how disgusting those lyrics are, even in the clean version, as long as there's not an F word.
It doesn't matter.
So your listener, you're just going to have to listen.
And figure it out.
See what version we play. But here is that version, whichever one it may be. Enjoy.
Yeah, she could that question been harassing me in the mind. This girl is fine. I done came to the club out 50 limb time. Then I play with your pendant line. The club wanna say I need to calm down. Security guard gonna sweat me now. Play a drunk man, I'm up, threaten me now. She getting drunk in the club, I mean she working. And then I like to see the female twerking. Taking her clothes off, ooh, she naked. ATL shouted, don't disrespect him. I put a pop your thing like this. Cause Yin Yang Twin and it's B.I. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys with me. And we all like to see Tig old business. So bring yourself over here, girl, and let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor. But if you want to act,
what?
You can keep yourself where you at.
369, damn, damn, damn.
Bend over to the front, touch your toe, by the lines up and down again.
Underneath It All.
Was it Gwen Stefani or No Doubt?
It's No Doubt. It was still part of No Doubt.
And she didn't go solo yet.
Not, it might have been like, God, I should have looked this up before.
Emily, it's okay. We don't, it's okay.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S was definitely still in middle school for me, I feel like.
Yeah, it was later.
2004. It was the next year.
Well, we'll get to it next year.
Love Angel Music Baby. But also, Underneath It All had a featured artist that I want to make sure I highlight.
Lady Saw,
feature artist Lady Saw.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. We only have a couple more songs for you. Peak early 2000s, and arguably the next song is one of the most iconic songs
of all time.
Of all time. It needs no introduction.
So let's hear it.
This is Lose Yourself
by Eminem.
Yeah.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, did you capture it? Let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddies, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back's to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. Chance to blow. This opportunity comes once.
bottoms, close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows, he knows dove and sold nada. So the soul. Motherfucking roof off like two dogs cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mackay Pfeiffer. And these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the daughter caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot.
Guys,
did you just lose yourself?
Lose it. This has been Middle School Happy Hour
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'm Emily,
and I'm Jamie.
It's been a pleasure being your host
and your friend,
guiding you through what the year 2003 sounded like. It's been an absolute pleasure. We only got one more for you tonight. Another song my dad really loved.
Oh,
really a theme.
Bookending it.
Yeah, but we're sandwiching this. Episode between my father's favorites.
Mitchell Sandwich.
This is Unwell by Matchbox 20.
Let's hear it.
Have a great week, guys. We'll
see you next week.
Thursday, 10 p.m. All right.
Shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know. Tell. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy.
but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me.